This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 20th, 2006. I'm Jen Rourke. Coming up, a look at classic baseball movies and your AM 580 forecast. But first, today's news. After 8 years on the Champaign County Board, Patricia Avery says she'd now like to serve on the Champaign City Council. Avery says she will apply for the at-large council seat left vacant by the resignation of Kathy Ennin. Avery, who had planned to run for a third term on the county board, says the decision to seek the city council seat instead came after a lot of thought and discussion with her family.
It was a difficult decision because I've had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into my work on the county board, but I really believe it's time to move on and that I can now serve my constituents from the city council from a different district.
Avery is a former county board chairman who lost the post to fellow Democrat Barb Wysocki in 2004. She says that loss did not play a major role in her decision to seek the council seat. She says if she's appointed, she'd run for a full term on the Champaign City Council next spring. Besides Avery, fellow county board member Deb Finan and past city council candidate Bill Glitherow also say they plan to apply for the seat. Mayor Jerry Schweihart's office says they've received just one application to date, coming from the Reverend Robert West. The Democratic nominee for treasurer wants to change the terms of a state-run loan program. He says it will help Illinois military families with financial troubles. But his Republican opponent says the changes would do just the opposite. Amanda Vinicki explains.
The Operation Protect and Provide program offers members of the National Guard and Military Reserve loans of up to $10,000. Borrowers have to pay it back at a rate of 3%. Democrat Alexei Giannoulis says too many soldiers can't get a loan, though, because banks deny those with poor credit. Giannoulis is proposing banks be able to charge up to 7% interest. He says with that profit incentive, banks will offer more loans.
This proposal would go a long way in defusing the financial minefields facing military families while deployed.
But Republican Christine Rodonio says it's a terrible idea.
It's pure profit for the banks.
Rodonio, who is a state senator, points out that Giannoulis' family owns Chicago-based Broadway Bank. She says her opponent's plan would mean all veterans, even those with good credit, would end up having to pay double the interest for the loans. I'm Amanda Vinicki.
Seismic engineers will spend the next several months in southern Illinois looking at the potential for earthquake devastation there. A $250,000 state grant will fund a study that traces the New Madrid seismic zone's path through the state and takes inventory on the buildings, bridges, and other structures considered most vulnerable. Jerry Hajar is deputy director of the University of Illinois' Mid-America Earthquake Center. He says one goal of the center's research in 18 southern Illinois counties is to recommend changes to some of those structures.
They'll be able to predict ahead of time what the most likely vulnerable spots will be, where response is going to be needed, and so on. And then there could also be a mitigation side in the future as well, where they can help start to prioritize retrofit needs and so on.
The Earthquake Center will complete the results of its study late next year and pass on recommendations to Illinois' Emergency Management Agency. The center has been analyzing data from the earthquake that hit Pakistan. Hajar says survey work there showed what can happen to poorly reinforced concrete structures, as well as ground faulting and landslides that occur following an earthquake, and can apply those studies to the central U.S. A federal Homeland Security grant will help University of Illinois researchers develop a system of compiling academic information that goes well beyond Homeland Security. $2.4 million will help set up the new Multimodal Information Access and Synthesis Center on the U of I campus. Computer science professor Dan Roth will head it. He says its goal is to make a huge amount of research documents and other material readily available to those who need it, even though it is in a wide range of different formats and images now.
There's no way today to access all this information in a way that people want to access information and to integrate it in any meaningful way, so that if you want to analyze this thing or synthesize information about them, you can do that.
Roth equates the proposed system to a more robust version of the search engine Google, which would also help researchers interpret and summarize all the information it uncovers. It's been a tense week for Lebanese Americans in the Chicago area. Community members say the cross-border fight between Hezbollah fighters and the Israeli army couldn't come at a worse time. Sean Ali reports.
Lebanese American Roger Dobdod says midsummer is the traditional time to travel to Lebanon. Many local community members are overseas now. Dobdod says phone calls from travelers are infrequent or absent altogether. What's worse, a short period of peace left the community unprepared for the recent violence.
It's been wonderful, actually, for the last year and a half or so to have hope that Lebanon could, just like other countries, live in peace. And to have something like this happen, of course, is yet another blow.
Dobdod says the community is getting reports that several family members have been evacuated to the island of Cyprus. Local Lebanese groups are raising money to get loved ones home safely. I'm Sean Ali.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jen Rourke. Two baseball movies were recently recognized for their inspirational themes. In his latest edition of Reading Baseball, Pete Peterson talks about those two movies and some of his favorite films from his youth.
A few weeks ago, the American Film Institute announced its list of the 100 most inspiring movies of all time. Included on the list were two baseball movies, Field of Dreams at number 25 and The Pride of the Yankees at number 22. The movies were obvious choices. Both have powerful and uplifting messages about the human spirit. They were also Academy Award nominations for Best Picture of the Year. The Pride of the Yankees is the film biography of baseball great Lou Gehrig, who contracted amyotrophic lateral sclerosis at the height of his career and died in 1941 at the age of 38. So little was known at the time about ALS that it was called Lou Gehrig's disease. Released in 1942, just after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Pride of the Yankees is unashamedly patriotic and heartbreaking. It tells the story of a humble American hero who, as noted by Damon Runyon in the film's opening narrative, faced death with the same valor and fortitude that has been displayed by thousands of young Americans on far-flung fields of battle. Field of Dreams, released in 1989, seems far removed from young Americans facing death on fields of battle. The movie is a baseball fantasy about Ray Kinsella, an Iowa farmer who builds a ball field after hearing a voice in the night saying, "If you build it, he will come." The ball field becomes a baseball heaven where the spirit of Shoeless Joe Jackson plays pickup games with his fellow Black Sox, and Ray Kinsella plays catch with the ghost of his dead father. Field of Dreams, however, is also, in its own way, about the emotional impact of war, or in this case, the emotional trauma in the aftermath of war. The lead characters are children of the radical 1960s, especially the kidnapped Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Terrence Mann, played by James Earl Jones. Once the darling of the anti-war movement, Mann recognizes the alienation caused by the Vietnam War and the healing power of baseball. He tells Ray, "The one constant throughout the years has been baseball. It reminds us of all that was once good and that could be good again." When I was growing up in the late 1940s and early 1950s, baseball movies fueled my growing love affair with baseball, though most were far more sappy and silly than Pride of the Yankees and Field of Dreams. I saw my share of inspirational movies, but most of the actors, including Ronald Reagan, threw like sissies. I hummed along as Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly sang and danced their way through Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and looked on in amazement as a wood-repellent liquid chemical made a baseball hop magically over a bat, and it happens every spring. I also had great fun watching my hometown Pittsburgh Pirates win a make-believe pennant when Hollywood released a movie called Angels in the Outfield in 1951. MGM needed a team that couldn't win games without the help of angelic spirits, and my last-place Pirates, who had a working agreement with the minor league Hollywood stars, were perfect for the part. I loved all those baseball movies, but my favorite was The Stratton Story. The movie, released in 1949, tells the story of a real-life major league pitcher, played by Jimmy Stewart, who lost part of his right leg in a hunting accident. With an artificial leg, Stratton comes back to win a game against a team of all-stars. As a background voice and tones, he stands as living proof of what a man can do if he refuses to admit defeat. The Stratton story must have also been memorable to Woody Allen because he had some fun with it in one of his own movies. In Radio Days, released in 1989, a young Woody Allen listens to a sports commentator tell the story of St. Louis baseball legend Kirby Kyle, who lost a leg in a hunting accident but came back with the help of a peg leg to pitch for the Cardinals. The following winter, Kyle lost an arm in a hunting accident, but he pitched the next season with only one arm and one leg. After being blinded in yet another hunting accident, the one-armed, one-legged Kyle, now wearing dark glasses, still pitched for the Cardinals because, as the commentator intones, he had instinct and heart. The following year, Kyle was run over by a truck. But the radio voice tells us, the following season, he won 18 games in the big league in the sky. These days, I can watch and enjoy adult baseball movies like The Natural, Bull Durham, and 8 Men Out. But in my heart, I still love those sappy, silly baseball movies of my youth. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.
Reading Baseball is a series of commentaries by Richard Pete Peterson, editor of the Writing Sports series and author of Extra Innings, Writing on Baseball. And now a look at your AM 580 forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few storms may be severe. High around 90. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of showers and thunderstorms 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows around 70. North winds around 10 miles per hour. Chance of showers and thunderstorms 40%. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for July 20th, 2006. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jen Rourke, AM 580 News.